I just kept mopping, thinking that if I did that, he might not never mind me or even see me at all and go away. Jake realized he knew this tale. Had he seen it? Had he actually been that bloody boy? But he looked right at you, Roland murmured, still a hunker, still looking out into the gloom.
Aye, Will Dearborn that was, right at me, so he did, and said, why must you hurt me when I love you so? When I can do nothing else nor want to, for love made me and fed me and kept me in better days, Eddie murmured.
A tear fell from one of his eyes and made a dark spot on the floor of the cave.
And kept me in better days. Why will you cut me and disfigure my face and fill me with woe? I have only loved you for your beauty, as you once loved me for mine, in the days before the world moved on. Now you scar me with nails, and put burning drops of quicksilver in my nose. You have set the animals on me, so you have, and they have eaten of my softest parts. Around me the Cantoi gather, and there's no peace from their laughter. Yet still I love you and would serve you, and even bring the magic again if you would allow me, for that is how my heart was cast when I rose from the Prim. And once I was strong as well as beautiful, but now my strength is almost gone.
You cried, Susanna said, and Jake thought, of course he did. He was crying himself. So was Ted. So was Dinky Earnshaw. Only Roland was dry-eyed, and the gunslinger was pale. So pale,